BlakeRadio.com.
It's time for the most knowledgeable and informative show based around the world of professional wrestling.
Thought we weren't supposed to use that word anymore.
OWW Radio, with your host, Mr. Personality, Alan Wojcik.
It's not my fault I happen to be charismatic.
Along with the loudmouth assassin, the Spud Guy.
I just act that way to get chicks, dumbass.
The resident Aussie, Mace.
I am not gonna lie to these people just because it makes them feel good.
Guest starring Kevin Scott as Jamal.
What it is, my nizzles, I got chilling for shit.
What? It's time for OWW Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Alan Wojcik, joined by, as always, the Spud Guy, Kevin Scott, maybe joining us, depending on if his very special lady friend lets him out tonight.
My favorite Negro might be here.
Hey, he may be here back-to-back weeks. We don't know.
What it is?
May sends his best wishes to everybody. He was around to watch all 64 seconds of the UFC, which we'll talk about later on, and then he stuck around to be tortured by me, having them watch Marquez Pacquiao 3, which looks like it's going to be part 4 at some point. Good Lord. Phone number is always 267-297-1397, or you can Skype Sir Rockin. He is our technical producer and the god of internet itself. We are
internet
possibly going to be joined.
If you're going to quote him, it's internet radio. Al Gore is the god of the internet.
Okay. Yeah, but I thought Spug, he was right there next to Al going, no, push this button.
No.
That's not true. Damn. He lied to me. All right. Is Shasta going to stop by tonight? Do we have a confirmation on that?
Working on that now.
Cool. Shasta, the head grand poobah of MCW, which is based out of Ohio, has big
Alliance, Ohio. With three big shows this week.
Oh yeah. Last week we had on some very angry ladies. They are known as the Midwest Militia. Two-thirds of it were here last week, and that would be Allison Kay and the former Spirit Champion Sassy Steffi. To talk about this Saturday's WSU Breaking Barriers 2 iPay-per-view. It is not at the Ace Arena. There's a lot of craziness going on, so that building is out for the moment. You want to see this, it's either go to gofindlive.tv and pony up some coin, or you get in a car or jump on the Long Island Railroad or however you want to and get to the NYWC Sportatorium. That is 435-13 Brook Avenue in Deer Park. This is really cool for us because we have all three members of Team WSU who are going to be locked inside the War Game Steel Cage match with Commissioner Primetime Amy Lee as the referee. We've got, for the first time on this program, a former tag champ and spirit champ, and not anymore, the leader of the Cosmo Club, Miss Brittany Savage, is here with us.
Hi.
Yeah, we also
She didn't
have...
like that intro, did she?
What? She's not used to being a baby face. The inner heel is still there. So she's got that inner, he's an ass.
You know
he
what?
He went to a rival Long Island high school of mine, so he's an ass.
You know what? I will say this. I may not like the East Coast, and I may not like New York, and I may not like New Jersey, but my favorite New Jersey booty is here in Alicia.
That's
Hi,
right.
Hi, I'm here.
There she is. Yes, we won't ask her about New York Giants football. If you're friends with her on Facebook, you'll know why.
Oh my goodness.
On her way to a special engagement this evening, namely known as her real life, the current reigning, defending, the greatest women's champion in the world, Mercedes Martinez, is with us.
What an intro. What an intro. I'm not the greatest, but I sure as hell will be in that cage on Saturday.
Hold on to that title tight. Hold on to that title tight, Queen B, because I know somebody who's going to kick you in the face and take it from you.
Whoa.
We'll talk about her.
You're lucky I'm not there in person.
We'll talk about her in a minute.
You know how much money I have to pay to have that done?
Yes. we asked this of Allison, and we asked this of Steffi, and we were not surprised by their answers. I'll ask this to each of you, and we'll let the champ go first, and then Alicia and then Brittany. When you were told, okay, you're gonna have a six-person tag match. Oh, by the way, it's going to be in the confines of a steel cage. What was your initial reaction when you heard all this?
I can't wait to brutalize them three girls all in once. I can take them out one by one, but to have them in one place inside a place that I am familiar with, which is the cage, is even better. Simple as that. Everyone knows that I am the queen bitch in a cage. I've been in the cage probably more times than everyone in that cage on Saturday, so that is my domain, and to have three of the most trailer park trashes ever in the cage with me is just, it's like orgasmic. So, I'm waiting. I can't wait for Saturday.
You've got a history with these girls, Alicia.
Well, hey, I think everyone here has
history,
with
Jessica and Allison and Steffi.
And it's a dirty, slippery slide down that history, and that history is going to end this weekend because these two girls right here on this interview with me, my partners, we're going to kill those three. I mean, I don't know if any of you have ever seen my wrestling, Mercedes wrestling, and Brittany's wrestling, but if you put the three of us together, you have an unstoppable force. I mean, not for nothing, we're kind of unstoppable as individuals, but you're putting up with three girls who can't even inhale the air here. They're so fucking nukes, no language. But, like, they can't handle it. And I'm really excited to get in there because I look forward to changing the way all their faces look permanently. That way, when their coffins are open, their families have a hard time recognizing who's who.
Who would want to breathe the air in New Jersey anyway, in New York? It's so full of hair dye, spray tan, and laundry
detergent. Oh, God, isn't it great? But that's what helps breed intelligence here. So if that works for me, then that's what it is. I'm a smart, educated Guida. Let me tell you something, and you know what? The air here has helped me get there.
Yeah, I gotta ask Brittany the same thing. This is your first time, I believe. I believe this is your first time anywhere near a steel cage. Are you apprehensive about this match, or are you just like Mercedes and Alicia? You're ready to just get in there and kick some butt.
I'm ready to go. Like, honestly, all these girls, like, what do they have on me except for their height? Like, they think just because I'm this small petite little girl that I don't have any fight in me. But I think I've proved a lot since my match with Amy Lee and Mercedes Martinez. Like, I give all I have, and that's exactly what I'm going to do this Saturday. I can't wait to kick their asses and just shut these Ohio bitches up for once and for all. And you're talking about spray tans, but Sassy Steffi has the worst fucking spray tan I've ever seen in my entire life. So let's not go
there. There it is. There, she just took it there.
If she needs a spray tan, then she go to Jersey to get one to get it done the correct way.
We have a caller for you ladies. Welcome to the show. Your name and where you're calling from.
Tara from Florida.
Hi, Tara.
Hi,
welcome
Tara.
To the show.
I know Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Good. You've got all three of them right there to talk with you.
I'll be representing Team WSU because that bitch Jessica Havoc's talking crap about you guys on Twitter.
Ugh. Well, listen, you need to reply to her and tell her to stop right now. You need to tell her to stop running her mouth right now.
I told her there's going to be a whole, there's going to be about 15 people just for Alicia section only.
Woo! She tweets me, so I know. I know that we have a very steady Team WSU fan here. Tara and I go way back to when I was in Jersey All Pro. She always came on the show, was a great supporter. And now she's supporting myself, Mercedes Martinez, and Brittany Savage. So she's coming all the way from Florida to come see us kill some girls from Ohio. So first, thank you for coming. We're really excited to show you like an actual like almost death match in a cage right in front of your eyes.
Well, all three of you better kick their asses because I don't like any of them.
Don't worry, we will.
They weren't really nice to you last week when you called in either, so...
No,
did you have any questions for the ladies while you had them?
For Alicia, who do you think is your best influence in professional wrestling?
You guys aren't going to believe it because she's on the phone right now. But my best influence in professional wrestling has been Mercedes. And I would say this whether she was on the phone or not. And the reason for that is, since I started, a lot of girls that have been around longer than me, they've come and they've gone. And they've had reputations, they've had ego, they've had all different types of issues, you know, with their own personality. And this woman on the phone right now busts her ass every single time she wrestles. Doesn't matter what show it's on, doesn't matter if it's in front of one fan, of 5 million fans, doesn't matter if it's in New Jersey, New York, Japan, it doesn't matter. And she brings it 100% every time, and she's always serious and always puts on a good show. And that, to me, has influenced me because you got to take it serious all the time. And I know that even I've taken, like, a break from wrestling. I don't do it as much as I used to. But when I'm there, just the influence of her being in the room helps me step it up. So I know it sounds corny because she's on the radio with me right now. But I know you guys know that it's said anyway. But really, Mercedes has been a huge influence on me. And she's a really good role model for all women around. So everybody in the locker room Saturday, they know when she comes in that it's game time.
And this is for all three, for Brittany, Mercedes, and you. Since you're all champions, what do you think was your best achievement besides the gold?
That is a good question.
Well, speaking for me from the years, I am actually hitting my 11-year mark this weekend for wrestling, just so you guys know, 11 years in the business this month. It's been going to Japan this summer. It's been a goal for me, and I finally achieved that goal. It hasn't been about winning championships or anything. It's finally going overseas and showing what I do best here in the States somewhere else besides in the States. You know, so wrestling in Japan, that was probably one of the biggest accomplishments in my life and my career thus far in the 11 years that I've been in this business.
Brittany, do you want to begin?
Well, thank you very much for calling in and have us.
Calling.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Brittany can talk.
I don't know. Like, for me, wrestling wise, like, I never even imagined having a title at all. So I definitely wouldn't say that, that's what I look forward to with wrestling. Just traveling a lot and just meeting different people and having the experience to work with different ladies. That's always been like one of the best achievements since wrestling. Just putting myself out there, and it's going on to 4 years for me. So I would like to be where Mercedes is 11 years from now, hopefully. But, yeah, that's basically about it for me. Just getting to meet different people and just doing what I love to do, not doing it for the title or anything. Just, you know, that's it.
I guess that leaves me. So allow me. Well, for me, it was definitely, besides like any kind of winning anything, it was being able to have the opportunity to work with some girls, like promoters having the faith in me to put me one-on-one with someone of the caliber of like a Mercedes Martinez, a Sara Del Rey, putting me in the ring with Luna when I got the chance at WSU, just, and countless others that I had always looked up to and respected. So being able to go toe-to-toe with them and actually spend that time knowing that the fans are behind me and the promoters are behind me and even the other girls are behind me, like being able to read to that was big for me. So that was it for me. I mean, that was a highlight. I never really, you know, you never know how far you can take it, and you try to make it as far as you can. So for me, that was a big step, and definitely one of my biggest accomplishments was, you know, getting in the ring with these girls.
Did they answer your question?
One more in.
I'll see the three lovely ladies on Saturday when they kick some Ohio ass.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you coming on. Have a safe trip.
WSU all the way.
That's a loyal fan right there.
All right.
You know, I want to...
Absolutely. She called in last week. She mixed it up with the Midwest militia, and we were just sitting there going, she's nervous. She's not used to these two evil women staring. I mean, granted, she's not face to face, but she held her ground, represented you ladies very nicely. So go ahead, Spuck.
I'll throw this in for Team WSU as an accomplishment and achievement. Being able to form complete sentences.
What?
Whoa.
What does that mean?
Being able to speak.
Wow.
Being able to speak in clear, concise, full sentences. Because we all know how hard it is for you mooks from the East Coast to sound intelligent.
I'm sorry that we can't talk trailer park trash to you so you can understand what we're saying. You know, we're way too intelligent for you, so we have to dumb ourselves down just like the Midwest militia has to, just so you can understand what we say. So technically, we're actually dumbing ourselves down just so you can understand us. So, sorry.
Okay, calm down. Everybody take a breather. We got a couple of email questions and a chat room question. The first one actually comes from Mike Ligori of Tampa, Florida, who says, Brittany, I saw you were a part of Lucha Libre USA, Masked Warriors, being partnered with RJ Brewer, and when the show came back, you were nowhere to be found. What gives?
Yes. okay. I was under a contract with Lucha Libre, and I had a lot of fun, I'm not going to lie, but I did have an injury. I suffered a severe wrist injury back in last year or something. I don't even remember how long ago that was, but I wasn't able to make my flight for Lucha Libre, so I just canceled my contract with them. Kind of, sort of, yeah. So I'm no longer working with them, but I left on an okay note. Not much I can really do, considering I couldn't really wrestle at that time. So, yeah, that's why I'm no longer with them. But they are good people to work for.
Hey. Jersey Girl in our chat room wants to ask you, Brittany, what was it like to be in the ring with Beth Phoenix?
It was very nerve-wracking, just because you have all those important people up there just watching you, and you don't know how you're going to leave off with them. You don't know if you're going to leave with a contract, and you don't know if you're just going to leave and just go back home, or if you have to pack your bags and, like, move. But other than that, it was a hell of an experience, and hopefully I'd be able to have that experience again.
I got to ask this before Spug jumps in, because this trio, to me, is interesting from covering WSU. Granted, I've done it from afar, thanks to their wonderful DVD library. The three of you have actually beat the snot out of each other a few times. And in fact, you, Ms. Brittany, actually bull-roped a certain gold wearer and had her dragged down the streets of Jersey.
And, oh, I love you, Mercedes.
As a fan, I want this team to succeed, but I'm having a little hard time trusting you, Miss Brittany. What makes
get me
and the fans to trust you that the Cosmo, that was out of love, dragging her down the street with a blow up ramp and
love.
The holy crap.
That was, yeah. You know,
I did
the same thing to my family.
Yeah, that's some tough love right there. The way I see things is, you know, I go into every match on my own. And to have people watch my back, I obviously have to have eyes behind my back, regardless of who I team with. Team WSU, I can't have better partners only because they know what I'm capable of. They know that if they turn their backs on me,
I'm gonna shank them. Simple as that. You know, I don't need any, you guys know I love you. You guys know that. But when it comes down to that ring and it comes to my gold and to putting my body on the line and to putting my reputation on the line, I go balls to the wall, literally. And you know, I had a feud with Alicia and we gave it all our all. We killed each other in the ring and, you know, Miss Brittany over there tried to run me over with a car and tie me up and all that stuff. You know, I don't hold it against her right now. I held it against her back then. Right now, her actions are speaking louder than her past. And you know, the past is the past, and that's what it is. Right now, we are united, and right now, we're going into a cage, and we're putting our lives on the line to kick three trailer park trash's asses. Simple as that. They want to come to New Jersey. They want to talk the talk, but when it comes down to it, they can't walk the walk. Simple as that. They have nothing going for them. They just want to make... they just want to make a statement, and that's all it is. There's nothing in WSU that they have done that scares me or Brittany or Alicia. Simple as that. I mean, I watch my back regardless of who I'm teaming with, regardless, because that's just how it is. That's how this business is. People will stab you in the back, whether they're your friends or not. But I have trust in these two because they have the same momentum and they have the same drive that I have going into that cage match on Saturday. Basically, it's to rearrange three girls from Ohio faces. Simple as that.
They're not all from Ohio. Jesus Midwest Christ, do you not
Ohio.
Know geography? First of
listen,
all...
Listen, you're lucky I'm not in that studio with you because I'll kick you in your face right now.
First of all, Miss Champion, did you not see what Jessica Havoc did to Alicia? She's going to do that to all three you in that case.
I'm not scared of her.
And hopefully
wait,
not.
Can I just say something? There's nothing that she did to me all by herself. You got to remember, she always had her little like cronies around. So this time it's three and three. So I want you to put some money on it then if you want. We can all get our wallets out. You know, I have a real job. I'm intelligent. I'm from New Jersey. I buy tanning. I can afford a bet. And let me just say that these girls aren't going to do anything to us. And don't put me out there like I was some victim. I'm not a victim. If you had three guys run after you in an alleyway, I'm sure you wouldn't be able to get up too fast either when you weren't looking. They're cheaters. They're scared. They're trying to make a name for themselves. And we're going to put an end to it on Saturday. The end.
Exactly. They need that. But that's the problem with Jessica Havoc. She talks the talk, but when it comes down to one-on-one stuff, she needs her cronies around. Simple as that. She needs backup. She always needed backup.
They're exactly where I was a year ago. And once they realize that someone's going to end up turning on someone out of that whole group, because you know now that Jessica has a spirit title, the other two are going to be jealous, especially Sassy Stephanie. So something's going to happen to that crew, whether it be, well, it's definitely going to be after we kick their ass, but there's not going to be another, whatever the hell their team name is, the Ohio Sluts, like whatever. They're going down.
Wow. Yeah. Mercedes is the only one of this trio, I believe, that's actually been in a cage match. You were in the first one with Angel Orsini, which can also be found on WSUWrestling.com by the DVD. What can you give Alicia and Brittany as far as advice in being in this structure? Because as Allison and Steffi remarked last week, and I'm sure you know it as well, the old girl monsoon cliche, there is nowhere to run, there is nowhere to hide in this event. So if you can partake some words of remembrance of your first time in the cage.
In a cage is unforgiving. I look at that cage, use it as a weapon. Use it as an advantage. It's not a disadvantage when you're going in there knowing that you want to kill somebody. And that's what we have on our side. We have literally rage in our blood right now, and we want to go in there and we want to kill some three bitches who is all talk. So, you know, with me, I know I use that cage as a weapon, and that's what I'm going to tell my team. We use that cage as a weapon. We want to rearrange their faces. There's the cage. Want to throw them over the cage and let them land on their face? That's fine. You do that too. The cage is on our side. Simple as that. It's unforgiving, and just, you know, just don't hit the cage with your body. It hurts. But, you know, in a cage, in something like this, anything can happen. You know, the cage can break apart, but, you know, you go in there prepared, you go in there physically ready, and that's all you can do. And just know that, you know, you're in there for, in a war, there's going to be seven people in that ring. It's chaos enough as it is with two people, but you're going to have seven people with the commissioner in that ring. There's no room for error. Someone's going to get hurt, and unfortunately, it's not going to be Team WSU. It's going to be the other team. And just use that cage. That's all I can say. Use it to your advantage, and that's all we can do. We have to team up and, you know, rearrange those girls' faces and body parts and everything else that they don't have.
I need to bring up the X factor in this match, and that is your referee, who is the commissioner, Primetime Amy Lee, who, you know, she's not exactly the most polite lady in the world, but she's not going to be a pushover referee in this situation. Do you think she will call us down the middle, or do you think Amy's got something up her sleeve and maybe pro WSU more than the militia?
I think when it comes down to Amy Lee, there's a reason why she's a commissioner. She's a no-nonsense type of wrestler to begin with. She doesn't take no shit from anybody. Whether you're on her side or not, she's going to give you hell. So, you know, talking from experience, I think that she's going to call it down for the middle, regardless if it's pro-WSU or Midwest Militia. You know, just don't get in her face. She'll knock all of our asses on the ground as well as the Midwest Militia. So I have no issue with her being there and calling it the way it is and make sure things are the way they're supposed to be. Simple as that. I think Alicia and Brittany know that offhand. You know, they had wars with her, so they know how she gets down.
I agree, and plus she also gave Jessica Havoc that title shot against Mercedes, so if she's not going to call it down the middle, why would she do that in the first place?
Exactly. I have to talk to her about that.
look at that. We've got another caller on the line. We've got another caller. Welcome to All Our World of Wrestling Radio. Your name and where you're calling from. Oops. Did we lose the caller already? What did you do, Rock?
We lost them for a second. I'm sure they'll call back.
Wait, can I just say something on a side note?
I hope.
I just want to say something. Just for anyone who, first of all, I'm sick of everyone saying everyone from New Jersey is stupid on this phone call. That's number one. But number two to that is, does anyone know, like, what a militia is? You guys, like, do realize it's, like, ordinary people, right? Like, Mercedes, me, and Brittany are, like, soldiers, and they're, like, a bunch of civilians making, like, you know, an organized unit. So, for those of you who think, oh, my God, we're so smart, we thought of a name that rhymes. Oh, my God, we're the baddest chicks in here. You're not. Like, this has been bothering me all week. I have my effing masters hanging up above my head right now. Like, give me a break, people. Like, can someone please call those hicks and tell them to look in a dictionary and see what they're calling themselves?
Well, Miss
Masters. It's been bothering me all week.
Well, Miss Masters. You once again prove my theory that New Jersey is a lesser form of people.
Oh,
because
boy.
If you would know your history, a militia won us our freedom over 200 years ago from the British. A militia is more than just ordinary people.
But since when? Okay, since then, when has a militia overthrown another organized unit? 200 years ago? So what you're saying is their strategy going into this weekend is as good as someone from 200 years ago. So we really haven't evolved anything. Like, okay, they did it a couple times, great. But I don't really feel secure knowing that. Like, if the five of us or whoever went and tried to, like, overthrow somebody as our own militia, you think we'd beat the cops right now? Like, that's what I'm getting. That's my point. That these girls aren't going to win. I don't care. Listen, you obviously don't like me or New Jersey, so you and me can't even go at it right now unless we play real Jeopardy. But I'm just saying, in my defense, these girls are not smart. They don't have a good tactic. They're not good strategically. They're not that bright. And, I'm sorry to keep talking over you, but it's, you know, a New Jersey thing. I'm sure you knew that already.
I watched the South Park episode. I know everything I need to know about Jersey from South Park.
South Park, really?
Yep.
No,
go ahead, Brittany.
What I was gonna you asked what is a militia doing right now? Technically, if you want to get technical about it, all those soldiers that are over in Iraq and Afghanistan who are part of National Guard units, that's a militia.
Well, that's different. That's legit. Like, you're talking about legit things. I'm talking about a bunch of girls that were like, oh, my God, we're taking on three WSU icons. What name should we use? Like, what should we do, guys? Like, oh, my God, a piece of hay just rolled by or whatever. Or, like, what, not a good hay, whatever those things are called. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to lose credibility in any real-life militia. I'm just saying that these girls couldn't think of a cooler name. Like, Team WSU suits us. I'm not trying to get any real people and any real militia involved. I'm talking about a bunch of Midwestern chicks that all dye their hair black and wear too much makeup, like, or red, or whatever fancy thing she's
red,
doing.
Yeah, I was about to say red.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a girl thing. This is a catty thing. This is a, I can't wait to get my hands on these girls in the ring on Saturday. Like, I can't wait to make them bleed and rip pieces of their skin apart. Like, I'm looking forward to this. And it's no not been any real militia. I gotta revert back my statement there, but work with me here, people. Like, I'm from New Jersey. I'm a big mouth. I think I'm tough. Mercedes is really tough. Brittany's tough. And these girls are in for it. And I can talk all the smack I want because last week, what, Jessica Havoc wasn't even on the show? Am I wrong? Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right. She wasn't even on the show. She's scared.
Yeah, she is scared. And I don't see her coming out and talking any smack about us anymore. Like, I do what I do, Mercedes does what she does, Brittany does what she does, and I'm going to talk about whatever militia I'd like because she's too scared. She's home crying right now, and I need to take full advantage of the time I have.
I need to bring up something for fans that weren't here. Yeah, there were fans that are listening to this that may be listening for the first time. This event is stacked from the opening match to this main event. I gotta ask the champ this question. There's a new WSU competitor, and it is the former women's champion of the WWE and Melina Perez. Initial thoughts when you heard that she signed, did you think, oh great, she's immediately gonna walk in the door and go, I want your belt, or is she a measuring stick for you to go, you know, I know I'm better than you and I'm gonna prove it to you?
It's a mutual respect, I think. When I heard that she was got signed, it was one of those things where that it's great for WSU because we're bringing in top names and we're bringing in incredible wrestlers. And it's someone that I know that I can compete with on a higher level to prove basically what my talent is worth. I know, you know, I have my critics, I have my haters, I have my, you know, fans and my support, but I always want to prove myself against the best. And with her signing with WSU, that to me was a way to say, hey, you know what, I want to get in the ring with her one day and make sure, you know, that my name still stays recognizable against one of the best out there. And, you know, one day that would happen, maybe not this Saturday because I have some business to take care of. But, you know, if she stays on the roster, then obviously, you know, in the long run, in the future, I definitely want to get in the ring with her and show everyone that I'm still a force to be reckoned with.
Now, her opponent was supposed to be Serena Deeb, but unfortunately, due to a severe concussion, Serena's not out, is out. If Amy Lee comes to any of the three of you and says, you want to pull double duty, would either one, any of the three of you want to get involved in this, or are you more focused on kicking the Midwest militia around the building?
I'm down to do double duty, triple duty, quadruple duty. I wrestle on every match if I could. I'm a wrestler. I'm always ready to wrestle more than once. Simple as that.
Same here, but I'm ready to just beat the crap out of these three girls or men or whatever the hell they are.
Animals.
They look like dudes. I'm sorry.
I'm down for whatever. I'm down to do what I gotta do regardless of who I gotta deal with. So that's my stance.
Yeah, your former Cosmo Club member, Rick Cataldo, is going to have his hands full with the return once again from TNA, Miss Becky Bayless, who was here a couple weeks ago. Any advice for Becky on getting in the ring with Rick?
No, Becky knows what she's doing. She's with Rick several times, and it's really no competition there. I think Becky will totally take the whole thing. So, and plus, I just have hatred towards Rick right now, obviously.
You know, how was that? Just I've since this is your first time here, and I've got tons of questions flipping through my head. How much fun was that gimmick for you? If we could just take the fourth wall down and talk shop here, how much fun was it to be told, okay, by Sean and whoever's involved, okay, Brittany, Rick, whoever's involved, your job is to go out there and piss everyone in the entire state of New York, New Jersey off and have fun doing it. Were you sitting there going, nah, I can't do that? Or were you sitting there going, oh, I can do that and then some?
thank him for that, and that has to be changed. Would I do it all over again? Maybe, looking forward to the past year, but it definitely was a lot of fun. But I was hated.
Yeah, I want to let her. Any apprehension about going into this building in New, in out in Long Island? Do you think your crowd will follow from Jersey?
I actually just got an email today from one of the fans. He lives like maybe Connecticut, actually, over by Mercedes. And he's going to talk out here. He asked me today how he can get out to the show. So, yeah, I definitely think that we'll have all our regular supporters out there, and those who can't make it will definitely get it on Go Fight Live.
I ask this every time you're here because I'm still amazed you're carrying the gold, but do you ever just sit there on the mountain and look around and go, crap, I'm just this damn good and I've got nobody left to beat? Or what do you do when you've been the champ as long as you have?
I still stay prepared. There's one thing with WSU that I love is the new girls that come in, you don't know what they're capable of. And a good example is that is with Lexus. I don't think anybody knew that she would go an hour plus with me. I didn't think she can go an hour plus with me. And that's something that, you know, me being a champion, I cannot stress enough is you always have to be prepared for the unexpected. Regardless of who my opponent is, I don't take any opponent lightly. You know, Lexus was that example that she was someone who came in, got a title shot, and took me to the limits and beyond. You know, she was the second person who took me over an hour, and that just shows what WSU is all about. That even though I've been champion for, you know, almost going on 3 years right now, I can sit on the top, but I still have to watch my back, and I still have to watch the show because you don't know who's going to step out in that spotlight and who, regardless if they've been in the business a year, a couple months, 5 years, 10 years, who can knock me off that mountain. So I'm always prepared, always ready for a fight no matter who I'm in the ring with, and that's something that I take pride in. I don't take no one lightly whatsoever, so I don't look around and say, who am I going to beat now? It's more of, who am I going to get in the ring with? What homework do I have to do? How do I prepare myself for this opponent of mine? And if I have to pull double duty, triple duty, or how many matches I have to do in one night, that's what I do as a champion. One day I will fall, but until that day comes, I'm still sitting on top saying, all right, you know, who is my next challenger? And right now, as of this moment, my eyes are set on that cage match. And when that cage match is done and set, I'm obviously going to keep rearranging Jessica Havoc's face when it comes in March for that anniversary show. But as of right now, I'm focused on rearranging her face and her cronies on Saturday.
We got an email question for Brittany that came in. She says, I remember, they blocked their name, which is really stupid because I can't acknowledge them. They wanted to know, when you first joined WSU, you were partnered with Miss April, who now appears as AJ in WWE television. Do you still talk to her, and were you happy for her getting signed?
Yeah, I talked to April. I'm happy for how that can get that opportunity, then that's great for them because they're working their butts off to do this. I'm like, most girls restaurant or are a model and just get signed on the spot when all these girls are busting their asses for however many years they're doing it, and a lot of times, unfortunately, half these girls won't get signed. So yes, I'm happy for her.
Yeah, we are unfortunately out of time because I know we have to get Miss Mercedes off to where she has to go. This is another question we got a lot from. People know you have a Facebook page, but are you a Twitter social networker or are you not involved in that?
Oh,
Speaking for me, I'll speak because I don't know who they're speaking to, but I don't have a Facebook or a Twitter.
That was to you. They wanted to know. Do you have Twitter?
That was to you.
No, I don't have a Facebook. I know there's a Facebook page out there, but just so you guys know, it is not monitored by me. That is someone else doing it. I don't know who. There's so many times that I had to go in there and try to shut it down. I do not have a Facebook. Unfortunately, I know there's no way to get a hold of me, you know, for fans to get a hold of me. It's just my personal life is very, very hectic. As everyone knows, I am still trying to become a police officer. And now that I moved down to Tampa, I'm still trying to become a police officer. So my personal life is very hectic, and my wrestling life is super hectic. So it's hard to mesh the two, and unfortunately I can't, you know, get in touch with my fans. But just so everyone knows, that Facebook page that everyone sees that says Mercedes Martinez, whoever's monitoring it, it's not me. It's someone, a fan, or someone is dealing with it, and I don't know what's going on with it, and it's wrong information, and who knows what else is on there. But the best way to contact me is obviously through my email, because I do answer my emails personally, and that's at MercedesMartinez@yahoo.com. That's the best way to get in contact with me, for fans, for promoters, and everything of that sort. So that's about it. See ya.
Yeah, I know Alicia's all over it because she's got Facebook and she's been jawjacking with Jessica on Twitter. So give your info to everybody.
So you guys can find me, and I'll occasionally talk about Mercedes if you're craving more of her too and you don't want to just email her. On Twitter, it's at Alicia Did It. Like, Alicia did it. She killed them. Alicia did it. Or you can check me out on Facebook, first name Alicia, last name WSU. That way it's a little bit easier for everybody to find me. So go follow me now. If you're listening right now, go tweet me. I answer everybody on Twitter. I'm horrible on Facebook, but I'm really good on Twitter. So see you there.
And I believe, Ms. Brittany, you have Twitter as well?
Yes, I do. And my information is at BBrittySavage. And Facebook I have as well, but I really don't use that. So the best way to contact me is through Twitter.
All right. You will be able to see all three of these ladies. Stay with us as we go to break, because we have a message for Alicia that we want to give her off air. It is at GoFightLive.tv. The iPay-per-view begins at 6 p.m., so go ahead and purchase that. It's only $14.99. You're not going to, and it's not going to be 64 seconds long. That's the best part of it. Coming up after the break, we will talk about the 64 seconds of fun. We'll talk about all 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, TNA's Turning Point pay-per-view. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Hello, Fia Restaurant. May I help you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to place an order, please.
What would you like?
Vegetable fried rice.
Huh?
Vegetable fried rice.
Honey vegetable.
Vegetable fried rice. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Vegetable fried rice.
No meat. And do you... Egg is okay? No egg.
Egg okay. Egg okay.
Okay.
No bok choy?
Oh, we don't have bok choy.
No bok choy? Okay.
Yeah.
Snow peas? You have snow peas?
Yeah, we have snow peas.
Extra snow peas.
What do you mean? You mean to fry the rice?
Yes, fried rice.
Oh, fried rice, we don't have snow peas.
No snow peas?
Yeah.
The chicken? You put chicken in there?
Yeah, we have chicken fried rice.
But
you want chicken fried rice?
No, I want the vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Oh, that means chicken fried rice, yeah?
No, vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Hello, we have seafood fried rice, beef fried rice, chicken fried rice. Or if you don't want meat, we can make a vegetable fried rice for you. So you want chicken or no chicken?
No, I want the vegetables and the chicken. Can you do both?
We have like a fried rice, we have green peas inside. Not too much vegetables.
Never mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What up, Matt?
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, this is somebody doing a really bad impression of Macho Man Randy Savage telling you to snap in to Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Oh, yeah, dig it!
Wednesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Otaku Talk Live.
I got a 15 on the intelligence roll.
Okay, what are you doing with it?
Trying to find a slinky.
Okay, you find a slinky, but it's one of those cheap new plastic ones.
This fine. Go to the top of the stairs.
I yell, watch out for paint cans.
Duck.
Okay, since he is smart enough to say duck, he dodges the duck that swings down from the top.
Duck and dodge paint cans, ducks, and any other flying object.
Okay, you also ducked the free pussy that flew by, but that's okay. You're now at the top of the staircase, with a slinky in hand.
Put the slinky on the top stairs and tip it over.
I get our following to, well, not our, but Shaniqua's following to members, and we all start going, go, 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 go.
Alright, hang on a second. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, the slinky stops halfway down.
Oh!
God, I hate when that happens.
You know what? At this point, I'm gonna roll for the steal and the win.
Wait, what?
LAB Rules, Chapter 7. Subsection
15. Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, roll a d20.
I hope Bob Barker doesn't go in this castle.
For more geekiness, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Becky Bayless, a.k.a. Cooks. And being the wild chick that I am, you're of course listening to Wild Talk Radio.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky. It's the right. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 Tricky. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky.
This little girlie, her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave you.
Welcome back to the show. In case you haven't figured it out, this is a New York music-themed event, thanks to the Beastie Boys and, of course, the legends of Run DMC and the, still sad to say, the deceased Jam Master Jay Mizell. Another year and his anniversary has come up, and it sucks. It's sad for me because I grew up as a Run DMC fan, and it's just to think that I'll never get to see them perform again kind of pisses me off. But we'll save that for another day because I'll have plenty of stuff to vent later on. Don't forget, as we just talked with Team WSU, that event is on GoFightLive.tv. $14.99 is the charge. 6 p.m. is the bell time. In addition to that, War Game Steel Cage match. As we noted, Melina has a match. She does not have an opponent. Commissioner Amy Lee will announce Melina's opponent that night. I don't know if it's going to be, like, literally on the spot, but if it is, holy crap. The WSU Tag Team Champions, Lexus was here. Mercedes remarked about her earlier. The Boston Shore and Amber are going to take on the International Homewrecking Crew, which is the Radiant Rain and Jetta. Becky Bayless will be taking on Rick Cataldo. In her return, there is a six-way suicidal elimination match for the NYWC Starlet Championship. The champion, Nikki Six, will take on Violet, Monique, Jesse Brooks, Barbie, and Gabby Gilbert. There's also a number one contender match for the WSU Tag Team Championship. This match, whoever wins this will take on the champs, whomever they are, at the fifth anniversary show that Mercedes alluded to. The Soul Sisters, who are back together, Janet and Latasha, are going to take on the Bell Saints, which is Tina San Antonio and Marty Bell. And there is a loser leaves WSU match. Miss Naya is going to take on Jennifer Cruz. So get to either GoFightLive.tv or get to the NYWC Sportatorium. Go to WSUWrestling.com, all one word, no spaces. You can find out some road directions if you live in the tri-state area, how to get out to Long Island, to Deer Park, to check that out. Don't forget, also, Final Battle 2011 is getting closer and closer. That is going to take place on December the 23rd. It's been announced world champion Davey Richards will defend again against Diehard Eddie Edwards. The world tag team champions, the world's greatest tag team, wrestling's greatest tag team, but I want Vince DeSuis. Hi, Vince. We'll take on the Briscoe brothers. Rumors are abound that there will be the world TV champion Jay Lethal taking on Mike Bennett. That match has not been signed yet, but just the vibe feels that way. If you watched ROH TV this past week, you saw that the All Night Express want their shot also at wrestling's greatest tag team, so that may be taking place soon on ROH TV. The Young Bucks made their TV return, and everybody was having fun. Nigel and Kevin Keller having fun addressing the whole handshake issue. And it's like, big shock, the code of honor. They didn't acknowledge it. Duh. They defeated the Bravado Brothers, and in a very good match, if you can find it on ROHWrestling.com, the American Wolves reunited. Edwards and Richards defeated the House of Truth, which was Roderick Strong and Michael Elgin, and that dude is badass. Watch that match. You're going to see Elgin do some stuff that I'm just sitting there going, a man's not supposed to do that. He made Cena when he had Big Show. Was it Big Show and Edge he had on him at one point at WrestleMania 25 and he was going to do the AA?
Yeah.
Elgin did something similar to that, and I'm just sitting there going, whoa, damn, that is one strong dude. We need to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that was not the 64 seconds of fun. We'll save that for a little while. That was this past Sunday's Turning Point pay-per-view. Some championships changed hands, some didn't. One night we saw Jeff Hardy win. And win again. And win again. Robbie E is your new World TV champion, defeating Eric Young, which we wonder, does Ronnie immediately become the number one contender? God, I hope not. Mexican America and Sarita defeated Toxin and Ink Inc. In a very good triple threat match. A-Double is still your World X Division champion, defeating Kid Cash and Jesse Sorensen, who showed he can hang with the big boys in Kid Cash. This was a no DQ match. Bob Van Dam, as he's been called by the Fallen Angel, defeated Christopher Daniels. Matt Morgan and Crimson fought to a double disqualification when they felt referee Brian Stifler was in the way and decided to send him flying. So,
okay. Stop right there.
I'm stopping.
The end of that match. How awful was that? Those punches looked so effing weak. And then the half-hearted spear by Mr. Rojo, it was just absolutely awful. Awful.
Yeah, it just looked like they were blown up, and it was just like, okay, guys, you know, take it home, pretty please, because this doesn't look good. And if you want to hear more about Crimson and Matt Morgan, go to one of the many sites out there, and they will give you all the spoilers that exist from this past week's Impact Wrestling.
Am I gonna want to punch a baby over these spoilers?
No, we are not clubbing. We're not punching babies. We're not clubbing baby seals. You may want to set your neighbor's house on fire, but we'll see. In an interesting tag team match that had a great promo before it. Mr. Anderson and Abyss defeated Bully Ray and Scott Steiner. In your mind, I believe you said Sunday that was probably the highlight of the entire pay-per-view for you.
One of them. One of them.
Yeah, as I said, their championships change hands. Gail Kim is now a double champion. Why, I don't know. She defeated Madison Rain, with the help of Madison Rain and Karen Jarrett, defeated Velvet Sky, which made me feel ominous. I even social networked it. I said, okay, 1 month Velvet Sky, 1 month Rain, one match Rain. This forebode for Bobby Roode having a two-match title reign. But before we get there, as I said, Jeff Jarrett and Jeff Hardy had, well, one fall match that, but if you put your soda down to sit back up, you missed it, brother. Jeff Jarrett then said, no, I want again. So sure, he got it again and he got his butt kicked again. And as you know, since I am the movie reference dropper, I started thinking of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey when they play death in the board games to get out. And he says, 3 out of 5. It's like, all right, Jeff wants 3. Here we go. And sure enough, a chair, Karen Jarrett, it didn't matter. Hardy wins. And I was just waiting for Jeff to go 4 out of 7. Damn right. In your mind, was this done to time fill, or was
this? I don't
know.
I was at Wendy's when that happened.
Good for Hardy's character. Well, I'm asking your opinion, since you say you can write this stuff in your sleep. I mean, if you're writing this and you're looking at this on paper, do you think this was done to rebuild the Hardy character?
No, because he should be fired. He shouldn't even be there. I don't even want to.
This is one of those Cornette face moments if Mace were here.
Yes. I don't like talking about either Hardy. I don't, because to me, like, they're irrelevant. Why are they still wrestling? They're absolutely irrelevant. They've done enough stuff to blackball them from any company for life, and yet they still manage to get jobs. I'm not sure how.
Yeah, but Jeff can't leave his house after 6 o'clock. If you follow the interwebs, there's a report out there that's part of his probation. He can't go anywhere after 6 o'clock, which just made me go, wow, pretty interesting. That's pretty cool. So what, at like 6:01, he's in the world ends or something. Your main event on this match shocked the crap out of me, because nobody that had wrestled in 1997 for WCW or WWE were involved in this match. And that was World Heavyweight Champion Bobby Roode once again. Chicanery, as Jay Lethal would say. Chicanery ensued. And he defeated the phenomenal AJ Styles. I'm sure a rematch will be booked at some point for December 11th Final Resolution. But for a match that was put together on paper 3 days before, I loved every second of it. And as I said, it was very refreshing. Because like, with 5 minutes to go, I'm sitting there going, okay, Hogan, Sting, Bischoff, Flair, someone's going to come out here. Kazarian, Dan, they're going to like an 89,000 people locker room brawl. And it didn't happen, Spug. It was like, wow, an actual finish to a wrestling match. With no gaga. Blew my very shocking.
The finish was kind of weak, but I mean, other than that, like, it was good.
Yes. As said, this Thursday's Impact, you will see some interesting stuff. I'm not going to give it away yet. We'll save it for next Tuesday night, because when you read them, you're going to be like us and go, huh? Because I just did the same thing. We want to, unfortunately, pass along some sad news. This is TNA related a little bit, because he worked for TNA on one of his last nationally televised things. And that would be a gentleman named James Harris, which none of you are going to know is the Ugandan giant Kamala. he put something out online that unfortunately, due to complications from diabetes, Mr. Harris had his foot amputated. He is 61 and lives in Mississippi, and as he said on his YouTube video, which I believe might be linked with either Wild Talk Radio's site or our own Facebook page, that he apparently is in very good spirits. His son actually competes as Kamala Jr., so if you're on Facebook, find him. While he was doing sporadic personal appearances on the indies and at conventions, he was working as a truck driver, so we wish him nothing but the best in his recovery. And it's, I feel really bad because we throw the word legend around a lot. Well, he is, because he started in the Mid-South and then he worked for World Class and, you know, all those times in WWF where he was there. And, well, to me, it's a little sad. I hope he recovers. I know, unfortunately, he may not compete ever against Bug, but it's still, you know, you feel bad.
Mm-hmm. I love Kamala, too. Like, I really do.
I always wanted to be Kimchi just for one time, because now you think back and you go, wait. Because at one point, I believe for the majority of the time they were in WWE, I believe it was Steve Lombardi that was on the Kimchi costume.
Brooklyn Brawler was Kimchi.
Yeah, and of course, at one point, rep by a former guest of ours, Harmony Whippleman, on the last few indie dates,
Didn't Skander Akbar run around with him for a while, too?
I think when they were in World Class, he did. And I didn't know it until, I believe it was the National Geographic documentary that was on about wrestling, that Percy Pringle, the also known as Paul Bearer, was managing him at one point, and I was just sitting there going, wow, that is an awesome pairing, especially if he's doing classic Percy Pringle from World Class. You just go, wow, that's an awesome pairing, man.
Well, that was his original manager. Pringle was Kamala's original manager when he first came in, because I remember watching on that Card Subject to Change DVD, they were talking about it. So,
yeah, it's amazing what comes around goes around all over again. For the first time in a while, I'll openly admit I watched Friday Night SmackDown from cover to cover. Most of the time, I will watch bits and pieces due to my crazy life that I lead here.
I'm falling into that.
And it was finally my first time getting to see.
I was just going to say, I hate that delay, by the way. I really do hate your delay.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with it. Rock and I are going to try to figure it out.
But I'm falling into that trap that most wrestlers fall into, and I can't call myself a wrestler yet, but I'm falling into that trap where I don't even watch it anymore, really. Unless it's really a pay-per-view or like there's something on Raw I really want to see. Like, I don't watch it. I just can't bring myself to watch it.
I had a watch just to see WWE's version of LAX. That is Hunico, Epico, and Primo Cologne, which they're not going to call them Cologne, because why do it? But I heard about it, and it said, why not? I will give this a chance. And as soon as the three of them hit the ring, I just thought Homicide sitting somewhere ready to go on the warpath. But as they always say, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Obviously, it's WWE's version of LAX, so. Had a rematch of sorts, this past, Monday night from Friday night, and that was Wade Barrett taking on Randy Orton, and we kind of addressed this on Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday night. I was able to help out with a slim down crew. Are we okay with Team Barrett as opposed to Team Rhodes or Team whoever?
Yeah, I really don't think I wish they would come up with catchy names again like they used to have. honestly.
Those were some classics.
There were all kinds of catchy names back in the day, and I wish they would come up with them again. And by the way, a complete non sequitur. As long as we're doing, you know, news mm-hmm. and notes and stuff, a very happy birthday to Sesame Street.
Oh,
they're very young 42.
Yeah. And don't forget Muppet Movie, November 23rd. Don't know if any WWE stars show up in that, but they were on Raw, and it's still being talked about by people.
No, I don't think there's anybody in that, but see, like that, honestly, that my favorite moment of that Raw was Sheamus and Beaker, honestly, because you knew they had to do it. It was just, how are they going to do it?
And does Sheamus have the sense of humor to go along with it?
I knew he had the sense of humor to go along with it, because I went and looked up a bunch of his interviews from over in Ireland and Britain and stuff he did over there, and like he's got the sense of humor to go along with it. It was just, I thought it was funny when he said, "Tell Aunt Teresa I won't make the family reunion this year," and then fixed Beaker's hair. It was like, yes. It was fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got what I hope it's not a WrestleMania match preview. Your Money in the Bank holder, he's the only one that hasn't cashed yet, and that's Daniel Bryan, took on Mark Henry. And then we had the Big Show defeat three British dudes, which was just like, okay, cool. You beat up a WWE superstar, and I'm going to go ahead and beat up three guys who I just found in the training school.
That won't be your... You can't have Mark Henry holding your world heavyweight title going into that. You can't.
Okay, well, if Bryan... Do we still subscribe to the idea that Daniel Bryan
yes.
will hold on to this and he will cash? So that's yes. a lock in your mind. He, no matter what, he's going to take on whomever.
Yes.
And we've agreed we want CM Punk as possibly the world heavyweight champion to take him on?
I want somebody that can work with Danielson. I would take Samoa Joe at this point. Like, I want somebody who can work with Danielson and can, because they gave us, WWE gave the internet a little bit of what they wanted a couple months ago when you had Danielson and Punk wrestle each other. And it was probably 8 minutes of the best wrestling anybody's ever seen in a long time. And so I think, honestly, I want somebody that Danielson is going to be able to work with, and he's going to be able to feed off of, and they're going to be able to feed off of him. Part of the problem with Danielson is that he's very Bret Hart circa mid-1990s. All business, no flash. And he needs just a little bit of flash to him. And I think he could be, you know, one of the next big names there.
I hope so.
Now, if there's any really Canadians who happen to be living in Calgary and heard me say that about the Messiah, Bret Hart, don't get your panties in a twist.
Remember, it's Spug at wildtalkradio.com, kids. Yeah, 3 hours of Monday Night Raw took place last night and had some highs, had some lows, and what better way to open your 3 hours than with the Michael Cole Challenge? Were we at some point sitting there going, "Dear Lord, they forgot it. They really forgot it. Oh crap, it's here." It's like, why?
I didn't watch Raw last night.
Oh God, it was arm wrestling. It was dancing. And thank God CM Punk saved us all.
I was watching that beatdown of a Monday Night Football game.
Green Bay just scored again, in case you're tuning in.
Yeah, yeah. I went, Dude, it was 7-0 before Green Bay's offense even got on the field. So at that point, I decided to go take a shower. When I got out of the shower, it was 28-7. In a span of 25 minutes, it went from 7-0 Green Bay to 28-7 Green Bay.
Damn. There were some interesting matchups on this show that I'll run real quick.
Oh, we have
through.
A new title
you
match
couple...
for this Sunday, too.
Yep, there's a couple matches that have been added on that we'll address in a moment here. We had an interesting tag match. Alberto Del Rio, the WWE champion, or as they were known by Alan Ricky, as they were called backstage. That was comic genius there by our friend Zack Ryder. God, I wish I could get that dude on the show. I know I can't, but hey, one Long Island New York boy to a Long Islander can dream.
He's done
they
other
took
internet
on
shows.
And defeated. Oh, well, we can reach out.
He's done a couple of other internet shows in the past month.
Ooh,
so
interesting. They were a part of a match defeating CM Punk and the Big Show. ADR, the man pinned CM Punk. Baby Batista, once again, won a match, this time winning thanks to a slap from Vicky Guerrero. So Vicky needs to keep her hands to herself unless she's at the gym, and then she can do what she wants. Cody Rhodes and Junico defeated Sin Cara and Kofi Kingston. You had, unfortunately, Natty Neidhart getting defeated by Kelly Kelly and Alicia Fox doing her tribute to the Rubik's Cube as a dress. We had, speaking of Sheamus defeated Jack Swagger in a very entertaining match. Wade Barrett, to nobody's shock, versus Randy Orton ended in a, oh my god, it's a Pier 6 brawl situation. As soon as that match even hit the curtain, I'm typing to Rock going, brawl. He's like, nah, they're really gonna wrestle. Like, good lord, I hope so. Two segments that are gonna stand out to everybody during these 3 hours, and some people are gonna crap on them. Rock and I agreed to said people are gonna crap on this thing, because of the way it was done. The cat was let out of the bag. We kept saying, Foley's gonna return at the Rumble. Foley's gonna return Sunday. It's in New York. No, Mick Foley showed up last night, and we were treated to, This Is Your Life, John Cena. Featuring John Cena's baseball coach. Former tag partner, Bull Buchanan, that's right, B Squared, whatever you want to call him, showed up. For fans that are wondering, yes, he still works Indie Dates. I believe he's a part of one of the NWA affiliates out there. The most interesting part before The Rock came out was John Cena's real-life father, who works in the Massachusetts indie scene. I believe he promotes, I'm not sure if it's Big Time Wrestling that's his promotion. He took it to the crowd. I was kind of sitting there, Cena almost saw the look on that face of going like, oh god, dad's gonna shoot and make my heel turn happen earlier than it's supposed to.
Oh, you, he's gonna turn heel.
It felt like it was coming last night.
I think it'll come at Survivor Series.
Yeah, I had not one, but two Dwayne Johnson. Sorry, I can't call him that. He's The Rock! The Rock made two appearances. First coming out to layeth down the smack on McFoley to bring an end to This Is Your Life, John Cena. And, I joked on Sunday during Wrestle Talk Radio. I said, Rock's gonna hit the ring at 10:58. They're going to make people wait to see him. And you saw him a couple times during the show. And about, surprisingly, 10:45 it was, I believe. I don't know if Sir Rockin was keeping track there. And if the listeners are, if you're in our wildtalkradio.com chat room, let me know. I believe it was about 10:45 that Rock, Cena, Miz, Truth, everybody made their way out. And it was interesting. Needless to say, I'm interested in this match. I may not be as interested in some of the other ones. But, so you're willing to put the proverbial poker chips on the table and say by the end of Survivor Series, John Cena will be going back to his Thuganomics heel days.
I don't know if he's going to go back to Thuganomics, but
well, I just mean his heel. I just mean he's going back to the dark side where they have cookies.
He's going to be a heel, yeah.
Yeah. The other funny part of this whole event was Foley came out. He had a split shirt. He had a Team Bring It shirt, and then he had a split whatever the heck's on Cena's new shirt available at WWE.com. Cheap plug. I'm still amazed. Does Cena sell underwear on that site? I mean, because
yes,
everything.
There's all
there's
kinds
Cena
of
underwear on that site.
There's Triple H underwear too. I have a pair.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. There's Triple H boxer shorts.
Yeah, but
by the way,
mm-hmm.
You shouldn't drink dark pop. Drink lemonade. It prevents kidney stones.
Who? Me or you?
You, I just heard you crack
okay.
a can. I quit drinking pop, and I quit smoking. I'm better than
it's, I'm trying to keep my voice going here. I had a water before, and now it's like, let's mix some soda in here. I am supposed to be a part of Triple Talk Wrestling Radio, which will air Thursday on the history of WWE.com. So if you hear me go through all these matches on that show again, too, I'm sorry.
I like Graham Coffin, and I like you. There's one member of that team.
Yeah. Graham will be a part of this week's event. Teddy Prentice will be there as well. I'm really trying to work to have the next couple weeks to get Teddy introduced to our audience. He's very smart and can hold his own with everyone. I know
like
who you're
said,
referring to.
There's just one person. Just one.
Jersey Girl, I just realized that. Yeah, the actual phrase boots to asses trended last night. That's just too funny. At least it wasn't anal bleeding. Wasn't that something that trended at one point last week? Cena's lady parts trended too? Good lord, Rock. Kids in your social networking. As Spud Guy just alluded to, there is a new match added to this event, and that would be the Divas Champion Beth Phoenix once again taking on Eve Torres.
That wasn't the match I was talking about.
Oh, we have another one? What else is on?
Dolph Ziggler is putting up the U.S. title against Zack Ryder. That is confirmed.
Oh, God, see, he's doing double duty again? Oh, my God. Yes, if you missed it last night on Raw, he is now a part of Team Barrett. Christian does have a legit injury. It's not a work. He is legit injured. He was hurt, I believe, in the European tour.
Next time, sir.
There was an ankle injury.
Next time, sir, when I say we have a news update and there has been a new match announced, don't cut me off and assume you know what the hell I'm talking about.
The mind-reading hat's in the other room, I'm sorry.
No, you cut me off, and you said, we'll get to that in a minute. Asshole. Continue.
Thank you. As known, the main event is The Rock and John Cena taking on Awesome Truth. Two championship main event matches, ADR, hopefully walking out with the championship from the Garden with CM Punk, your heavyweight champ Mark Henry, hopefully in the most reinforced ring in wrestling history, will take on the Big Show and his, he's got a nickname now for the fist. He's got a t-shirt and everything. It's like a weapon of mass destruction, is he calling it?
Gimmick infringement. That's legitimate gimmick infringement.
Really? By who?
By Big Show. There's a guy who wrestles out of West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio who goes by the name War Machine. And his finisher is called the Weapon of Mass Destruction.
Ah, lovely. Once again, WWE taking from other places and not going here. Thank you. We have the traditional 10-man tag match, Team Orton, which is Orton, Kingston, Sin Cara, Sheamus, and Baby Batista, taking on Wade Barrett, Jack Swagger, Cody Rhodes, Junico, and now U.S. champ Dolph Ziggler. As I mentioned, the Divas match, Beth Phoenix, Eve Torres, as Bug just mentioned, Ziggler and Ryder again. Wouldn't it be awesome if the Long Islandite Z gets to walk out? You think because it's in New York, Ryder's got to lose?
Uh-huh. You never win in your hometown. Ever.
Ask Ric Flair. Look at all the fun WCW did to him back in the day.
The only time I've ever seen that happen to somebody where they won in their hometown was CM Punk.
Shocking, isn't it?
Oh, speaking of that, really quick, I went back and listened to that Bill Simmons interview that he did, and he talked about that. He didn't know he was winning the title up until like an hour or two before that match.
Oh, wow. I believe that's through ESPN2.com, maybe? Is that where it is? Or Simmons has his own site, too, I think. Doesn't
he's got Grantland.com is his site, but like the BS report is available through iTunes. That's the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Because he had CM Punk on it. He's had The Miz on there. The CM Punk one is by far the best interview that he has done with a wrestler. I think he had Kevin Nash on there recently, too.
Yeah, that was the other fun part of this event, is that Santino and Kevin Nash had a confrontation. And I almost expected your husband's music to hit. I was going like, he's got to come out here. It's before the 6 weeks. You know, he's going to come out walking with the stretcher still attached to him and then rip it off and go to the ring, and that didn't happen. I'm like, ah, crap. But that's your card, right, as of right now, unless something changes tonight. I believe SmackDown is in Connecticut, I want to say.
Probably.
Because everybody came back. Everybody's back from Europe now, so I think they're in Connecticut tonight. And then
no volcanoes this time. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they survived. Everybody survived. Ooh, we had a call come in, and they hung up already. All right, yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and take our next scheduled timeout. The Grand Poobah of MCW, is it mcwwrestling.com?
No, mcwpro.com.
Okay, mcwpro.com. Everybody, while we're on break, go to that site, look at the matches that are going to be scheduled for the next couple weeks in that promotion, and hang your head going,
it's
I
not
need to
couple
get to
weeks.
Ohio right now.
No, it's not a couple weeks. It's 3 days.
Over the next couple weeks. Oh,
no.
It's 3 days.
Thursday we're in Massillon with Big Papa Pump, Carlito, and Nigel McGuinness. Friday, we're in Cincinnati with Big Papa Pump, Carlito, Nigel McGuinness, and then there's one other name that's coming to that show. And then Saturday, we're back in Alliance. It's 3 days.
Right, well, the one and only.
It's not a couple weeks. 3 days.
All right. Well, the one and only Shasta will be joining us here on the program. Don't forget, wildtalkradio.com is our home. Thanks also if you're listening on ultimatesportstalk.com. And if you found us on Justin TV, you rule. We will talk after this commercial break. And with a serious joint, and from sun to sun, and from day to day, I sit back and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I said it goes like this. See, I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she heard stories and she heard favors. Let a missus on the mic and the turntables. This young reporter.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airway on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! that he might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Dude, the godfather of Scream retires. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking. Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, this fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway for this. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open? Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. That's some business. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street. Gee, man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get plowed by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio, or anything goes. Or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talky Talk Live. All you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein. The inventor of the light bulb. The creator of the internet. A professional grass waterer. And, of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for ya. Suck it!
Yeah.
Welcome back to the program here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, UltimateSportsTalk.com, and Justin TV. The Spud Guy, Alan Wojcik, and as we mentioned before we went to break, MCWPro.com. Do you everybody have it logged on their screen right now? Good. Now start drooling over the cards that this promotion is putting on, that Spug is going to be sitting there going, I rule, I get to watch this. The man behind this, as well as a competitor for the promotion, Shasta is here. Thanks for joining us tonight, sir.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
It's good.
We're doing really good.
We have a delay we're working with. So forgive us if we...
Yeah, my delay sucks right now. It's the brand new Skype program.
No, that's all right. I'm actually talking to you guys and trying to cut my phone down and text at the same time. So I'm somewhat in a mind delay. But here we go. I'm ready to go now. So great plug. I appreciate that, guys.
Oh, anything. I'm glad that you come on, you know, just to talk about the show. I mean, this week... If the Marine Corps has Hell Week, this has certainly got to be Hell Week for you.
Yeah, you could say that for sure. That's kind of funny. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cody Hawk, former down in HWA in Cincinnati. Not that this has anything to do with the show, but he just shot me a text back. I was like, hey, sorry, I'm on the phone doing an interview. What time are you up till? And his response was, all night. So there you go. Wrestlers do it all night long. Good stuff. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, no. It's been a hell week. Believe it or not, I've actually had worse with just one show. But this is a little bit different because, you know, geographically we're bouncing all over the place. You know, we decided to... turned the wonderful month of November into the Mayhem Tour. And, you know, we kicked it off at the WrestlePlex on Saturday, November the 5th. Kind of kicked it off, started the first date there at our home arena. Then, of course, we've got this Thursday night in Maslin, Ohio, which is kind of a homecoming for MCW, so to speak. That's how we had it labeled as. That was the first place in Ohio that we ever did our first show at, almost 12 years ago. And then we jump to Cincinnati, down in Middletown, Ohio, right outside of Cincinnati on Friday. And then we ended back at home in Alliance on Saturday. So, yeah, needless to say, it's been a fun several weeks.
Yeah, but
was this,
I mean,
by design, or was this something, okay, I want to get as many matches, I want to get as many shows in before I get to Thanksgiving to give the fans an early gift?
Yeah, it's weird. It's I think it was by design from my stupidity, but I always think that about midway through one of these deals. I mean, it's believe it or not, we've actually kicked around the idea of running a show on Thanksgiving night. You know, NWA did it, you know, with Starrcade for many years, and not that we think we're, you know, Starrcade caliber as far as that kind of a deal, but we just thought, you know, Thursday night you watch football and then you know, you eat turkey all day and then you're sitting around the house, and you know, that's one of the biggest movie going nights of the year. I'm putting all this information out there, so I'm sure there'll be a few promotions all of a sudden decide they want to run Thanksgiving night. But, they, you know, not that I originated the idea or anything, but, nevertheless, you know, just think about, you know, you're sitting around all day, you kind of watch football, you eat. It's one of the biggest movie going nights of the year. You know, it's kind of, one of those deals where, you know, we thought, you know, maybe it'd be a good night to try a show. So we may try that next year, but this year we had our plates full with doing this mini tour. It just kind of worked out that we were doing the show in Cincinnati. We got called to come in and do a fundraiser with an organization called Kingdom Vision Outreach. They work with youth athletics, and they are in conjunction with the high school down there. And, you know, I don't know what strummed me up originally to go, hey, we're doing this on a Friday night. You know, we always have done, it's weirdly enough, Not always, not every show, but a lot of shows we've done in Massillon we've done on Thursday nights. And they've done really well because Thursday night's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a dead night, you know. That's why Thunder, you know, WCW Thunder used to run on Thursday nights. It's kind of that night where you don't have to compete with the weekends. People are kind of excited because Friday's coming up. You know, we do an early enough show so the kids are still home and in bed by, you know, 10 or so. You know, it just kind of works out all the way around. So we were like, you know, hell, we haven't done one in years. Massillon's got a great, you know, facility out there to hold this event. No one has ever touched this, facility for a wrestling event. And if it goes well, you know, we'll make this a yearly thing back out in Massillon.
You know, you brought up running on Thanksgiving. You know, Survivor Series used to run on Thanksgiving. I can remember that when I was little.
Sure.
I ate dinner at my dad's, and then we sat down at 6 o'clock and watched Survivor Series. So
there you go.
I'd be all for it. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it's something different. Like I said, people are kind of itching to get out of the house. Believe it or not, it's a big bar night too. You know. It's just like you're kind of itching to get out of the house. You've been there all day. You've been stuffed up with family and stuff. Like I said, turkey, you've already took a nap. You've ate 5 turkey sandwiches and, you know, you've watched football. You know, generally, you know, you're forced to watch the Lions play, but, this year, you know, that's a little bit better. And, you know, you're just in a situation where, you know, maybe that might be a good idea for us to pull off next year. You know, we've kicked it around for a couple of years, and I could see us trying it anyways, and I think it's getting closer and closer for us doing that.
Well, speaking of the 3 shows this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Sure.
Who can we look forward to seeing at these shows in Massillon, Cincinnati, and Alliance?
Well, I don't know how much you guys spoke
you got
about,
some
you know,
big
of course.
Names here.
Yeah, it's pretty for a little indie shows, not too bad. We've got I wanted to work with Carlito for a while now. I think that he kind of touches the newer generation of wrestling fans. You know, the guy was with the company for 6-7 years. You know, he was in 3 WrestleManias. You know, he had his own little talk show on WWE. You know, I think that he's somebody that's, you know, you definitely haven't saw the last of him, WWE television. And, like I said, he kind of touches that, you know, newer generation. And, you know, he hasn't been ran to death around here. You know, some guys, it's like, you know, they've made their circle through Ohio 5 or 6 times. And, he hasn't been around a whole lot. So I wanted to work with him for a little bit just because I feel like, you know, I look at it from a fan's perspective. You know, I think that you know, kids liked him. I think he's a pretty good worker, got a good character, with himself. So kind of kicked that around of bringing him in. So we were able to do that. And, first time I'm working with him, but, all of a sudden he's doing a couple of shows with us. And then we worked with Steiner, several times. I think that, Steiner, you know, you get, you know, of course the guy's still on television every week, but, you know, he just, he has that, freakish appeal. He covers, you know, many, you know, he covers a couple of decades, you know, in wrestling. You know, you got somebody that covers, you know, the last 20 years, and yet, you know, how many people are still relevant today that were around, you know, 15 years ago that are still currently on television? You know, go look at that. That's able to work indie shows too. You know, you put that, he's one of the few people that you say, okay, 15 years ago, the guy's a major, he's been a major star basically his whole entire career in wrestling, and he's managed to stay with the current times. He's actually been able to change and kind of go with the flow. And I mean, you know, there's not many men that look like him at his age, you know, he's a freak of nature. I think that people that don't even maybe get into wrestling, you know, you look at this guy and you're like, oh, well, who the hell's that? He draws you to him automatically, and you know, he's a great guy too. I actually get along with Scott really well. He lives in Georgia. I'm from Georgia. We've always had that connection. He did our one of my Georgia shows years back, and you know, I think this will be after this couple of shows he's doing with us, I think maybe his 5th or 6th time he's worked with us. So he's always, you know, done well with us, and he draws a good crowd. And then, you know, I got news news that, you know, I wasn't, you know, kicking, you know, cutting cartwheels, so to speak, over that, good friend of mine, a former MCW worker, actually, Nigel McGuinness, aka, Desmond Wolf, as some wrestling fans may know him. You know, he called me and, he goes, you know, hey, I've kind of got an idea. And he goes, I'm getting ready to, hang the boots up and I'm going to go to just commentating for Ring of Honor. And, you know, I'm going to do a retirement tour. And, you know, first and foremost, the first thing I ask him is, you know, are you crazy? I mean, what are you talking about? You're like in your prime. And, you know, he just, he had some head injuries and things like that, that, you know, WWE had offered him a contract, you know, due to some of the concussions and things he had. They were kind of weary. TNA hired him, you know, hired him on the spot, didn't want to give him a physical. Then they became weary of some of his issues. He's medically cleared to wrestle now by a doctor. And I think it's just a situation where he's wrestled all over the world. You know, he's definitely respected, you know, one of the best technical wrestlers I think that you can find today. You know, he has that great European style. He's phenomenal on the microphone, hence why he's doing, you know, going to be doing Ring of Honor commentating. And he's just a great guy all the way around. The guy's got a degree in chemistry from Kent State, and he's written a few books and had a few published, and just a real intelligent guy. He's always been a great friend, and it just, well, the timing was right. He came to me and said, hey, you know, Shasta, I want to do this retirement deal. He goes, but I want to shoot a documentary of my last X amount of matches, how many ever he's doing, 10, whatever it is. And he goes, you know, I'm going to do them in November and December, and then I'm done. And we happened, he said, you got some dates? And I said, you know, look, we just happen to have 3 dates in a row. And, you know, I know HWA down in Cincy, you know, they said, well, let us fly you in. And I said, hey, we'll make sure they fly you back out of camp and you can come stay with me for a few days. And so he's going to shoot a documentary, like I said, and this will be on, as far as I know, unless anything happens that I'm not aware of, I don't want to misrepresent anything, but I'm almost 100% sure the last match that Nigel McGuinness, a.k.a. Desmond Wolf, will ever have in the state of Ohio will be on Saturday, November the 19th at the WrestlePlex for MCW. So it's like he's came full circle. I know in December he's going over to the UK and he's got some stuff he's doing in New York, but this will be the last time anybody will be able to ever see Nigel McGuinness wrestle live ever again. I mean, he's 100% retiring. So, you know, it's not part of any kind of angle or gimmick. You know, he just decided it was time. So we were fortunate enough to, you know, just, I guess how they say, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything aligned just perfectly, and it worked out. And, you know, so he's going to be in Maslin, too, on Friday the 18th. Excuse me, I've got...
And we had him on a couple weeks ago to talk. Yeah, we had him on a couple weeks ago to talk Ring of Honor, and he was so amazing to have on, and we're going to try to have him and Kevin Kelly. We reached out to ROH fans listening for Final Battle to come on and talk about it. Spug mentioned that there's some sort of seminar involving Nigel. This kind of thing makes me want to, I'm not a trained performer and I never will be, but sure, hearing Nigel McGuinness seminar makes me want to get in a car from Florida and drive to Ohio like right now. Tell everybody about this. Is this how this is working?
Yeah, well, what it is, of course, you know, we run the school and, Nigel, you know, he's always about the betterment of talent, and, you know, basically, it worked out where if we've got him here, and he's gonna be doing a show, then, I'm not the easiest on my, guys at the school by any means, but, it was an opportunity that, you know, he's gonna be in town and, you know, he's gonna be doing a seminar, at the WrestlePlex, you know, from 4 to 6 that day. And it gives, you know, gives the young kids trying to get into the business. And believe it or not, even a lot of wrestlers that have been working for a while, you know, they enjoy his European style. He has a little bit of a different technique on how he works in the ring. And, you know, from the way he moves around to chain wrestling. And, you know, like I said, he carries that European style with him. And, You know, we said, you know, hey, you know, you're doing this deal. What do you think about doing a seminar? He was 100% for it. He did one with us a couple of years ago. It was packed house. It did really well. And, you know, this is kind of, you know, I want my kids at the school to have an opportunity, you know, to work with a Nigel McGuinness. And, you know, he's somebody that does a lot of hands-on stuff in the ring. He's just good at it. You know, I think that, you know, I'm not going to say there won't be a day when, you know, Nigel may decide that, you know, he may open up a school in the UK or something one day, but, you know, it's a treat for our guys. They don't realize how lucky they are, to have, you know, a seminar with a guy like Nigel, you know, teaching them and spending time with them for a few hours on a Saturday afternoon. And, so it's a great thing. He'll be doing that at the WrestlePlex that day, from 4 to 6 before we, do the show that night.
Now, we were very surprised when we talked with him, because he's had some interaction on Ring of, for fans that are able in the United States to watch Ring of Honor TV. He's had some interactions. He stepped in and got into it with the House of Truth. And I was just sitting there going, wait a minute, you told me you were done. So to hear something like this, as you said, we were very big fans of his in ROH, and to the point, and especially in TNA, and we actually, as a joke, put out for WrestleTalk Radio fans, had Mace create a wanted poster, because we kept joking around going, we're looking for Desmond Wolfe. If you've seen him, let everybody know. His family's been looking for him. Looking at those posters, I also happen to notice a certain beer drinking shark involved. Is this true?
That's kind of an unusual situation too. Sometimes the shit falls into my lap and I couldn't even plan it. I couldn't plan it as good as it does. Just so happens that, of course, a lot of people know it from the area. Shark Boy happens to be from the Middletown, Hamilton, Ohio. He's right around in that area. And his son just so happens to go to the school that we're doing the fundraiser for. And, you know, Nigel and Shark Boy, they both, of course, came up through Les Thatcher and HWA, the old HWA, along with Cody Hawk. And, they came up together through it, and this is going to be an opportunity. Actually, they're working each other that night. It'll be the last time those two ever get to work each other. And, Shark Boy contacted me, via his underwater telephone, and blurbled out a few things, and then kicked in the old Austin, and basically I could make out of it was Desmond Wolfe in the ring Friday night, November the 18th. Give me a hell yeah. So I was like, hell yeah, that works.
See, it's nice when shit works itself out, doesn't it? I mean,
oh God, it'd be great if it did it on everything.
I agree. I concur. You know, when we had Nigel on, I asked him about his days in MCW with you and back in the old days, and he spoke very highly of it.
Well, good. So, I would hope he did. I can tell you how much we thought of Nigel. This is no lie. This is as straight shoot as you'll ever get it. Nigel, we've always had a good friendship, a cool connection. It's never felt businessy. We've always just been real cool with each other. I mean, he slept at my house many times. You know, he would come in from Cincinnati and we would do the old BB's Triple Extreme shows, and there wasn't no money. Nobody was making any money, but we were doing them. The shows didn't start till 10 o'clock at night. The crowds loved it though. And there was a time when, Nigel, his, visa was running out. And, it looked like he was, his work visa, you know, at that time, he's a citizen now, so I'll make that clear. But, there was a time when his work visa was running out, And to be honest with you, I didn't want him to go anywhere. So, you know, you got drunk chicks out hanging out at the bar watching men wrestle. So I put a campaign together to try to find him a wife. And we would bring in a preacher.
Oh my God.
We would bring in a preacher and marry him, get him married right at a Triple Extreme show, legitimately. You know, and we literally looked, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of girls thought Nigel was a cute guy. He had that accent, you know, they could at least listen to him talk for a few months before it got old. And, you know, we said, hey, we're looking for Nigel a wife. And I think that people thought we were full of shit, but they don't realize, you know, and the crazy thing is, you know, we had a few takers, but, you know, trust me, it was the ones that, you know, they were offering, but I don't know that anybody wanted to accept. So, fortunately, he went back home, reissued a work visa, came over, and, you know, he ended up becoming a U.S. citizen. But I liked the guy enough to put a campaign out to try to find him a wife, and that was legit shoot.
Well, if there's,
that almost sounds like a rib story right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Trust me, this documentary he's doing, that story along with, you know, I'm married now, my wife's upstairs, so I got to watch what I say. But there's a couple of things that he wants to talk about that, trust me, I'm glad she's not a huge wrestling fan or mark or anything, because there's some stories he wants to go over that I soon forgot. Trust me, I'm glad that she doesn't watch wrestling documentaries or DVDs or anything. And it's going to be something quite interesting. I'm telling you right now, this whole Smart Mark videos, you shoots and those things, like, this isn't a shoot. This is like bad, bad story time. And, you know, people think you got to make millions of dollars and travel to WWE to have wrestling stories. The best wrestling stories come from the indies, and you can damn sure believe that.
I would believe it. Some of the ribs and stories we've been told through George Steele and a bunch of other people, yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah, but, that's,
How can people get a hold of you if there are trained performers out there who want to come to the Nigel McGuinness seminar on Saturday in Alliance?
Well, one of the easy ways, of course, you can always contact us through mcwpro.com. Of course, there's a contact button which will send you to our email. The email is wrestlingbookings@live.com. But easier just to go to mcwpro.com, hit the contact button. We're also on Facebook. You know, you can hit us up there. It'll send you to the same email. Shoot us an email. Let us know. You know, we'll give you all the specs and spacks and all that good shit and let you know what time to be there. You know, it's a pretty cool deal. It's $25 for a seminar, but, you know, that's cost affordable too. You know, go look at most seminars. You know, it's $40 or $50 to walk through the door. And, I'll guarantee you, you'll never get what you'll get out of Nigel. And I made it cost effectively because it wasn't about making money off the seminar. It was basically a way to fund Nigel's retirement tour and to help him shoot this documentary. So he's not making a ton of money. I know he's got some shirts for sale, and he's basically about sold out. So people could be fortunate enough to grab his retirement shirt. I've already told him to hold me one back. And I've never purchased anything other than, I think Mick Foley gave me a wanted shirt one time, but I'm not a guy that collects memorabilia. We've worked with like 70 names over the 12 years we've been in business, and I don't have one scrap of evidence other than video that I've ever done anything, but, I'm just not big on that. You know, but, I did want one of Nigel's shirts and, you know, $25, and that includes a ticket to the show that night. So, I mean, you know, you're getting the seminar, two-hour seminar with Nigel, and you're getting a show at the WrestlePlex, which, in my opinion, and I know it's mine, so I'm always going to think highly of it, but it truly is a great place to watch an indie show. The environment's great. You know, there's no bad seats. You're right up on the action. And, you know, we're getting ready to start shooting a new web show, which we've got some bigger plans after that to go into some things. But, you know, for 25 bucks, you know, 2 hour seminar, and then you get a ticket to the show. And, you know, guys always ask me, you know, hey, I want to get booked with you guys. I want to work with you guys. You know, everybody can send me a tape, well, video, whatever. You know, the best way is to come and get involved. You know, we like to meet people, shake your hand, see what you're about. You know, I can get a million emails a day saying, hey, we want to work for you. Here's a highlight video of me. A guy that comes to a seminar and shows that he's not too good, because I don't care if you've been in the business 10 years. If you can't learn something from Nigel McGuinness, then you can't learn. He has something to offer everybody. You know, he himself will be the first to tell you he still learns every day. So, you know, I think it's something that's, would help, anybody, whether you've been in the business training for a couple of months or whether you've been wrestling for 10 years. You know, we're not fortunate to have people teaching, the European style here that you have, from someone like a Nigel McGuinness, you know, and then, you know, like a Steven Regal or somebody like that. You know, there's just a different, style to it, and I think that it would benefit you.
Well,
as a promoter, go ahead, Spug. I got an interesting question.
Go ahead.
As a promoter, you brought up something that I see a lot, especially down here in the Florida area, with there's tons of indies down here now that Full Impact Pro has kind of gone northeast. You mentioned talent submitting material to you. As someone who's been in the business for a long time and promoted for a long time, give some of the younger talent the do's and don'ts of a press kit or a production thing that they're going to send to either you or ROH or even TNA, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. What's the best and the worst that you've seen over the years?
Well, I can't. It's hard for me to speak for other companies, but I mean, I do know what TNA looks for. I do know what WWE looks for, and I can't really speak for Ring of Honor, but I can tell you this. We know anybody, you can take the worst turd on earth and put music and a highlight video together and send it in. Who the hell's going to put a highlight video together that's full of crap? I don't care if there's 10 people in the audience or there's 10,000. What somebody looks for is, you know, give us a couple matches to look at. You know, when I get something, what I'm looking for is if a guy submits to me, first of all, you know, send me a couple of pictures of yourself. Tell me your, and when you do that, I can't look at a picture and tell how tall is this guy? What's he weigh? You know, I want to, and not that it matters, but I want to know, you know, what I'm looking at here as far as size goes. Not that he's got to be 6'3", but I want to know what he looks like, what his size is, his height. Give me a couple of matches to look at. You know, I want to be able to see how you're working, what kind of style you've got. You know, tell me what you've done, how long you've been in the business. And you know, something else, this is the biggest thing. You know, you cannot beat putting yourself and cutting a promo. If you don't have one on tape, if you don't have a promo on tape, where you've done one at a show, you know what? Cut a promo to me. Tell me where you fit in. Let me know. And this is something else too. Nobody cares who the hell, when I get something, I don't want to see there's 37 Fords where you're just out whore shopping yourself. If somebody comes to work for me, I want them to know, I want to know that they took time and they looked at our product. They know who we are. They know something about our company. They know where we've been. They know how long we've been around. They know what we've done. And then based upon that, then I want to know where they've been, what they've done. I want to see them cut a promo. Like I said, a picture of them. You know, I want to know that they got good gear and they, you know, they look like they're supposed to. I don't want to look like a guy that was just, you know, out buying a ticket the week before. And, you know, a promo's big too. Couple matches, promo. Tell me why you want to come work for me. Don't tell me, hey, I'm looking for all the work I can get, because I can tell you right now, as far as we go, we have a very tight roster, and we don't want just anybody. We want guys that can be committed. We run the average indie. If you're a good indie, you know, if you're considered a good indie nowadays, you run once a month. That's 12 shows a month. I'm not tooting my own horn, and we just choose to do things this way. But we run 24 shows a year at the WrestlePlex, and then we've got some miscellaneous shows. We probably run 30 to 32 shows a year. I need to know that a guy is going to be committed to what we're doing. You know, that, hey, you know, to me, it's all about work. I mean, sure, you can go drive over every promotion in the world, but if you can't build your name up in a territory, then you're just another guy out on the indie scene working for anybody you can. I want, you know, I like to see some commitment and some loyalty, and we'll be loyal to you. And if you can get a home, if you got a home base that you work, you know, 24, 30 shows a year, you know, that's as much as anybody needs to work in the indies anyway. So, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I look for somebody that, you know, that knows a little bit about. They've come to us for a reason. We're just not another email they found.
Yeah, he's not kidding about that roster. That roster's stacked. You got guys that come in from Detroit because MCW is the place to be. And I'm not making hyperbole. Like, that's... It's amazing.
Go check out the website. Yeah, there's some heavy hitting talent. I'm just looking at their roster right now, and I'm just going, wow.
And we honestly haven't, once again, you know, Matt Hannon, Matthew Justice, you know, kid from the Cleveland area, went down to FCW in Florida. He got in contact with us, wanted to come work with us. Then he got an opportunity to go to Florida. He went down there for 8-9 months, decided it wasn't for him. He didn't get let go. He just decided it wasn't for him. As soon as he left Florida, one of the first people, he said, hey, is the door still open? Like, absolutely. The kid's got a good look about him. He's got a great personality. He's loyal. He wants to work. He's TV ready. And that's the kind of people we want to use. So we've got some other guys coming onto the MCW roster. We've got two or three people and a new tag team that we're just waiting to bring on board. And, we have these other couple of pieces to the puzzle. You know, I'll take my roster, completed, against anybody's, and like I said, I just feel confident. That's not saying anything about me other than I've got a decent eye for talent. It's saying something about the guys that work for me, and I know they're that good. So, you know, we want to put out the best product we possibly can for, you know, we want to put an ass every 18 inches. That's our goal, and that's what we've always been about. And, you know, sure, I brought in these names Thursday, Friday, you know, we brought in some good names, and we want to bring the fans in to see those names, but they are simply there to bring these fans in so we can showcase who we are and showcase our guys.
Now, like I said at the beginning when you came on, this is Hell Week. So Thursday, November 17th, 2011, Mayhem Maslin, or Maslin Mayhem, whatever you want to call it, is at the Maslin Rec Center, 505 Erie Street North, Maslin, Ohio. Doors open at 6 for the VIP meet and greet, 7 p.m. for general admission. Bell time is 7:30. $20 reserve ringside VIP includes the 6 p.m. meet and greet, $15 for ringside seating, $10 for general admission. Kids 5 and under get in free. The VIP tickets can be purchased at the Maslin Rec Center, 330-832-1621 for more info for Maslin Mayhem. Then, 4.5 hours.
That is awesome prices, by the way. Wow.
Hey, just real quick, you can also get, we've got a few left of the front row. You can also get those at mcwpro.com under just contacting us as well. That $20 too for that VIP, you get in at 6 o'clock. There's only 150 of those seats. So for an hour, you've got 150 people, which isn't a lot. They get a whole hour to meet and greet with these guys before the show, and they get a guaranteed first or second reserve numbered seat. So they're getting first or second row, 6 to 7 VIP meet and greet, and that's for $20. And then regular ringside start, you know, after that, third row back, which is going to have a little bit of space in between it. It's $15, and then your general admission is 10, like you had said. And then, of course, yeah, kids 5 and under are free. You know, that helps out with the working dad out there.
Then you go 4.5 hours to the Southwest on Friday, November 18th, Madison High School, 5797 West Alexandria Road, Middletown, Ohio. Doors open at 6 for the VIP, 7 p.m. for general admission, bell time at 7:30, $20 reserved ringside seat for the meet and greet, $15 ringside seating, $10 general admission, and again, kids 5 and under get in free. Call 513-420-4760 for more information or to purchase tickets at Madison High School. And then finally, the tour ends on Saturday, November 19th, right back at 1200 East State Street in Alliance at the WrestlePlex. Doors open at 7, bell time 7:30. General admission tickets are $10, and children 10 and under get in free.
That's it, buddy. And that night you've got Nigel McGuinness versus the MCW. It's a non-title match, but against, we put our best out there with him that night. The MCW heavyweight champion Jebediah will be working for the first time ever, first and last time, all in one night. Nigel McGuinness, Jebediah in the main event that night, and yeah, it's definitely gonna be a great show, you know, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, we really appreciate you taking time out to be with us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, dude, anytime. I've told you many a times at training and else and at Jalisco's, anytime you want to come on, at Doors.
Yeah, you are totally welcome.
That's when Andrew, that's when he wants to take a break or get a rest in school. He starts coming over to tell me how I can come on anytime, and he thinks I don't know that he's ploying out of taking a rest for a minute.
Will we ever see Jessica have a kick him in the face? And if so, can we get it on mcpro.com?
That will be 100% for sure. We'll make sure you get that. Right now, I think that if he would have let her kick him in the face, it might have helped with his tooth problem he's dealing with. So, we could definitely help him out there. But yeah, we'll let him get educated to. Jessica Havoc, she's busted a few guys up at our school. She was brought in this business with nothing but guys, and I promise you, she never had it easy for one second.
Oh, I've heard stories. I've heard stories from her directly.
Yeah. Yeah, you can ask Christian Vaughn about Jessica Havoc one day if you ever talk with him. He'll turn into Devon Dudley real quick for you. He'll testify.
All I have to do is ask his teeth about Jessica Havoc.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, you guys are great. We appreciate it as well. Most definitely, you know, you guys are always welcome to, you know, anything we can do to help you guys grow as a show. You know, we're more than happy to do it. You know, just let me know. I always put forth the effort. I know sometimes I stay pretty busy, but you know, you guys you've put a plant in the MCW house now. You've got your boy there, you know, on the inside of things. So he's a secret agent.
I've got people everywhere. I just haven't let the plan loose yet. We'll talk about that in the coming weeks. Coming up after this quick break, we will come back and recap and let everybody know what to expect on next week's program here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. There are plenty of wrestling radio shows that consider themselves to be award-winning, yet they are full of flaws. While Wrestle Talk Radio continues to bring you the best wrestling talk on the internet today, with no production flaws. Tune in Sunday nights for Wrestle Talk Radio, the best value in wrestling radio. We're just saying.
Here's a quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show. So tune in. Listen. I demand it.
This is the Ultimate Warrior! I am taking time from my job delivering pizza for Papa John's to tell all the little mortal warriors out there to tune into this radio program from the seventh moon of Raxor in the Gaxan Galaxy called Wrestle Talk Radio. This show is on during the apex of the sun and the dark side of Saturn, otherwise known to the masses as Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time Zones. Or when the WWE or TNA pay-per-viewerships finish and the Warrior stands supreme over the fallen victims of X-Lax. So go, puny masses, and listen to the show, because the power of the Warrior commands you to do it. Now the Warrior needs to go and deliver this meat lover's pizza to the mortals that ordered it.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
Apparently, I get a bad rap for putting Rock down all the time, and well, I guess I should apologize for it. He really is a good guy and does a lot of hard work around here. So Rock, I'm sorry. You are awesome, and I truly mean that. Okay, so how much am I getting paid to say that one? What do you mean this is still recording? Damn. Keep listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Alicia from WSU Wrestling, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for Shasta stopping by here. MCWPro.com is the site. Go there. You can see the roster, which I wasn't kissing butt. That is a stacked roster from opening card to main event. You can actually buy shirts there, too, it looks like. And I saw a link for MCW TV. There's an ad talking about this weekend's events, so definitely check that out.
And you thought it was a couple of weeks, dude. This is 3 days.
Yeah, I thought this was spread out. When I first looked at the site, I was going, oh, cool. So there's one on this day, and then he's got something after Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, I was looking before he came on. I said, oh, crap.
Yeah, he's a little stressed out.
He's looking to get into the training room and just go, come here. Wah, bam.
No, he doesn't get in a ring with us. He's got to have surgery. He's got a bunch of bone spurs in his ankle. So he's going to have surgery he's going to have surgery over the holiday. He announced it to the crowd a couple shows ago that he was going to have surgery done. And, I knew about it way beforehand. Him and I were talking one day. But, he doesn't get into the ring with us. But he knows, I mean, like, if you're looking to get trained, if you want to become a trained performer, honestly, I've only been to three schools. Of the three, he is by far the best. He may come across as an asshole sometimes or a bit of a dick. He cares about you. Like, he wants you to do the best you can and push yourself. But he also wants you to be respectful, and he's got a lot of knowledge to give. A lot of it.
Yeah, and that one question that I asked about the
video packages.
The do's and don'ts of the tape. Yeah, FXE, we had Simon Says on, we had Biff Slater on a few months back. There were trainees at that school. Matt Bentley was running it. AJ Galat was running it. And Terry Taylor did a seminar. It was around Royal Rumble 07. And then it was a TV tape the next day for TNA. And Terry Taylor ran the thing. And I did an interview with him that I believe might be still on alanalogic.tripod.com. And that was one of the questions I asked him was, if you are a performer out there that wants to submit, that can find a way to submit stuff to you, how do you go about it? And this is from the guy who was running talent relations for years. In WWE for a while, he was involved, not as the actual head of talent relations. And Shasta pretty much hit it right on the head. And I've seen through the 10 years that I've been covering wrestling, I've been in promoters' offices to toot my own horn for half a second. And I've actually had them go, take a look at this, and I've watched it. And I'm going, what? Okay. He's dressed like Billy Kidman circa 1999, which is no slight to Billy Kidman, because when Billy did it, it worked.
I'll just say this.
You don't emulate other people.
I'll just say this. Leave crap model year pearl white Corvettes out of your promo videos.
I'll ask that off the air as to what the hell. Oh, Sorokin is joining us here, so he's laughing.
Is this something
we want to share with the rest of the kids listening?
No, because that will lead to a showdown. Thank you very much.
Oh, you always do have a way with words. Bravo, sir. Bravo. While you guys handle the pimping, I'm going to go clean out my mouth, as part of my daily regimen to get rid of this infection. I've already put it off
by
like an hour.
You are referring to ooh, God.
I don't think you understand.
Yeah, I almost thought he was... Go ahead. Gross everybody out.
No, like I'm not gonna get into gory specifics, but like I have to do it on a time schedule or the medicine doesn't work properly, so.
Yeah, so we will let Spug go ahead and go do that. If this is your first time listening to us, we appreciate it. If you're a regular like Jersey Girl or some of the folks that have been with us in the Wild Talk Radio chat room, the folks that are you streamers, you need to add a chat room name next time you are here so Rockin' can guide you through that the next time you come into the chat room. We're here every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, till we run out of stuff to do, hence why I have this neat little gap here at 11:23 Eastern if you're listening live or if you're listening to us archived. This is our unofficial third hour. I don't care what the name of this show is, because I'm done fighting. I'm done.
But
this isn't about me right now. This is about my Wild Talk Radio Network colleagues. Is there an OTL tomorrow night? Is Omega back from conquering the world of Transformers and conventions?
He's back, and I hope there's a show. We'll check Facebook tomorrow if there's a show at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork or twitter.com/WildTalkRadio.
Yes, there is UFC this Saturday if you joined us for all 64 seconds of Junior Dos Santos becoming the heavyweight champion of the UFC. And then I tortured Rock and Mace having them watch almost all 12 rounds of Pacquiao Marquez. Tabas and Knockouts will be covering that. I believe I might be. It all depends on where I'm at 9 o'clock Eastern time. The preview you gave when we were watching the Pacquiao Marquez fight for CB Radio, I was glad the bottle of water was nowhere near because I would have spit it all over the place. Recap the amazing bra and other items from this past week's CB Radio that they can find in the archive.
World's largest bra, man, a murderer, you know, kills a person, takes their wedding ring. And then
yeah, that's just the little preview of stuff. Yeah, the bra story. I'm on a delay, and I hate every damn minute of it. We're gonna sue Skype or something.
We had Mace. That's all you need to know. CB Radio.
Everybody wants to sue. So we'll sue Skype. So they can go to the archive for that one. This Sunday, as we mentioned, is Survivor Series 2011. Next Tuesday night, we are hoping Phil Strum of the Poughkeepsie Journal, who does the Honor of the Ring blog for that site, will be with us. His real life job at the Poughkeepsie Journal may or may not allow him actually to attend Survivor Series, though he will also be possibly joining us on Russell Talk Radio this Sunday at 11 o'clock. Tune in at 11. I helped out last week. Had a lot of fun. I'll definitely be around at least to talk about the WWE pay-per-view. Not sure if I'm going to be able to do the marathon till 1 a.m. Will the great debate take place this week, or is that going to be like once and every so often thing? We'll see. We are working on guests this week. Haven't got anybody lined up yet. I can tell you we will be talking with some folks that are going to be a part of Ring of Honor Final Battle 2011 in the next few weeks. We'll be talking to some folks that are going to be a part of NWA Ring Warriors, which will take place December 14th in Fort Lauderdale. We will definitely be talking with some folks that are going to be a part of Crossfire Wrestling's event on January the 14th in Nashville. If you enjoyed this show, go to wildtalkradio.com and you can find archives of every show that we have done. And there's a humongous list of people that have been a part of this thing. So thank you to Alicia, Mercedes Martinez, the WSU World Champ, Brittany Savage for being here. Go to WSUWrestling.com for that. GoFightLive.tv is where you can buy the iPay-per-view. If all things work out, I'm going to be social networking during it. I don't need any divas or dirt or laundry in the way. And I will possibly be around to talk some UFC. Go to MCWPro.com, as Shasta said. I've got three huge dates, and don't forget to get involved in that Nigel McGuinness thing. And I'm Alan Wojcik on behalf of Spug and Sir Rockin, Tim Stein, the GM of this fine station. Thanks also to UltimateSportsTalk.com for having us each and every week. It is awesome to be a part of them, Justin TV. And that's it. I don't care what the name of this show is, but I'm Alan Wojcik, and it's My show is better than yours, bitch.
Come.